Hi there, and welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's reading, titled Never Alone, was written by Lisa Samra. It can be an affliction more harrowing than homelessness, hunger, or disease, wrote Maggie Ferguson in The Economist's 1843 magazine. Her subject? Loneliness. Ferguson chronicled the increasing rates of loneliness, irrespective of one's social or economic status. The hurt of feeling alone isn't new to our day. Indeed, the pain of isolation echoes off the pages of the ancient book Ecclesiastes. Often attributed to King Solomon, the book captures the sorrow of those who seem to lack any meaningful relationships. The speaker lamented that it's possible to acquire significant wealth and yet experience no value from it because there's no one to share it with. But the speaker also recognized the beauty of companionship, writing that friends help you accomplish more than you could achieve on your own. Companions help in times of need. Partners bring comfort, and friends can provide protection in difficult situations. Loneliness is a significant struggle. God created us to offer and receive the benefits of friendship and community. If you're feeling alone, pray that God would help you form meaningful connections with others. In the meantime, find encouragement in the reality that the believer is never truly alone because Jesus' Spirit is always with us. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 8 through 12. There was a man, all alone. He had neither son nor brother. There was no end to his toil, yet his eyes were not content with his wealth. For whom am I toiling, he asked, and why am I depriving myself of enjoyment? This too is meaningless, a miserable business. Two are better than one, because they have a good return for their labor. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up. But pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them up. Also, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. Now let's pray. Heavenly Father, it seems in this age of constant connection, many find themselves more lonely than ever. Lord, for those who are struggling, today, right now, we pray that you would fill that void in their life, whether through a good friend or simply by your presence. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.